will come to order. For the 78th Legislative Day, will members please vote to signify their presence in the chambers this morning.
The roll shows 19 members present this morning. Senator Jaroff is excused from the call of the Senate.
There is a quorum present to conduct business this morning. This morning's chapel and the Senator Coghill will all please rise for the invocation.
Let us pray. O Lord, today we enter into the celebration of Holy Week. Let us all remember the humility and compassion of thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who suffered death on the cross, so that we too may be forgiven our sins. Lord, give the same sense of patience and understanding among us in the state legislature as we toil to do the public's work. Let us remember his crucifixion and resurrection as we prepare to enjoy this Easter weekend. As we anticipate the reunion with family and loved ones, let us pause to remember what it's all about. We ask this in your Son's name, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Senator Rohde, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have certification of the journal, please?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the Senate journals for the 75th, 76th, and 77th legislative days.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 75th, 76th, and 77th legislative day be approved as certified.
Without objection, Senator Abood.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread in the journal.
Without objection, I'd like to have the certification of the journal recorded, please, that there's been no objection by the State Senate for the 75th, 76th, and 77th legislative day has been approved as certified by the Senate Secretary. And Senator Abood, would you repeat your motion, please, on the prayer?
Ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, this morning's prayer will be spread on the journal. Do we have introduction of guests, please? Senator Coghill.
Madam President, it gives me great pleasure this morning to introduce to you a group of people that are here to meet with the Resources Committee at 1:30 this afternoon in the Butrovich Room, and also to remind the people in the legislature that between 5 and 7 in the penthouse, why they're going to be putting on a reception. Gives me great pleasure to introduce Joe Usabelli Sr. from Usabelli Coal Mine, Kathy Usabelli Flop, his daughter, John Sims, Dr. Sims, Larry Holmstrom with Holmstrom and Associates, Horace Hunt with Brown and Root, and also Lynn Roberts, who's with Aurora Engineering System. Welcome to the Senate, folks.
Senator Fisher.
Yes, thank you, Madam President. In the gallery behind us, we have three persons from the Kenai Peninsula who are with the Kenai Peninsula Builders Association. You have Jess Hall, Steve Holland, and Pat Vincent.
Senator Rohde, you were seeking the floor, sir. Further introduction of guests, Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Madam President. This morning I'd like to introduce Joyce Peterson, who's with my staff and her family who are here visiting. In the back row behind me, Joyce Peterson, her husband Gary Peterson, and their children Aurora and Kevin.
Senator Szymanski.
Thank you, Madam President. It's with great pleasure that I introduce two folks from Houston. It's Houston, Alaska. The former, he's Public Works Director now, Mike Mickelson, and our new mayor, Marcella Patti, are in the gallery behind us.
Further introduction of guests. Do we have messages from the governor?
Message dated March 26, Dear Senator Fakes, on this date I have signed with line item veto the following bill, and I'm transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Legal Services Office of the Legislative Affairs Agency for processing. House Committee Substitute, Four Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 330, Hess, an act making appropriations to the Department of Education for K-12 support and providing for an effective date, Chapter Number 12, SLA 1988. I have reduced the appropriation for the school construction account to $109,472,700. This is the same amount which was in the fiscal year 1988 budget. With revenue projections the way they are and with the obvious lack of commitment from the legislature to contain future school construction debt, I cannot, in all good conscience, let a big increase go through. I want to keep spending stable, and that is what this does. The Legal Services Office will deliver the engrossed and enrolled copies of this bill to the Senate for appropriate action. Following consideration by the legislature, I will transmit the bill to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Sincerely, Steve Cooper, Governor.
Mr. Bajardi, Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House meet with the Senate in joint session on March 29th at 11 a.m. in the House chambers to consider the line item vetoes in House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 330 under Section 16, Article 2 of the Alaska Constitution.
Discussion. Without objection, Madam Secretary, will you so notify the House immediately, please? Are there further messages from the Governor?
Yes. Message dated March 26, 1988. Dear Senator Fakes, on this date I have signed the following bill, and I'm transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 375, Rules, Amended House, an act relating to licensing school bus drivers and providing for an effective date. Chapter Number 13, SLA 1988. Sincerely, Steve Cooper, Governor. Those are the messages from the Governor this morning, Madam President.
Thank you very much. Do we have messages from the House of Representatives?
There are no messages from the House this morning.
Do we have communications, please?
There are no communications this morning.
Do we have reports of standing committees?
The Finance Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 62, making state facilities and national parks in Alaska accessible to visitors, and a majority of the committee recommended to pass. The report was signed by Senator Halford, co-chairman, concurring Senators Duncan, Ewing, Hensley, and Binkley. Senate Joint Resolution Number 62 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 276, issuance of a brewery license, and a majority of the committee recommended be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 276, Finance, with a new title. Senator Halford, co-chairman, and Senators Duncan and Ewing signed due pass. Senator Hensley signed no recommendation. There are two new fiscal notes attached. Senate Bill Number 276 has no further referral.
Rules Committee, please.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 292, authorizing compensation for members of the State Local Boundary Commission, and recommends the Community and Regional Affairs Committee substitute be adopted and due pass with a new title. Senator Halford, co-chairman, and Senators Duncan and Hensley signed due pass. Senators Ewing and Binkley signed no recommendation. There is an updated fiscal note attached. Senate Bill Number 292 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill Number 310, contributions from permanent fund dividends to the University of Alaska Foundation, and providing for an effective date, and recommends the State Affairs Committee substitute be adopted and due pass. The report was signed by Senator Fisher, chairman, concurring Senators Petula, Jones, Josephson, and Fanning. Senate Bill Number 310 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee considered House Joint Resolution Number 52, opposing reductions in the budget of the United States Coast Guard, and a majority of the committee recommended due pass. The report was signed by Senator Halford, co-chairman, concurring Senators Duncan, Ewing, Hensley, and Binkley. House Joint Resolution Number 52 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Those are the standing committee reports this morning, Madam President.
Do we have reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Do we have introduction of Senate resolutions?
There are no Senate resolutions for introduction.
Do we have introduction of Senate bills?
There are no Senate bills for introduction.
That brings us right down to the daily calendar. Madam Secretary, read the first item on the calendar, please.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 219, Finance, by the Finance Committee, an act transferring and appropriating certain loans, assets, and fund equities to the Student Loan Fund and providing for an effective date before the Senate in second reading was held on Friday.
Is there any discussion? Oh, it's in second reading. Oh, we need to move to third reading. Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move to ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Bill 219, Finance, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed in the final passage.
Without objection, the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 219 is before the Senate for final passage.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 219, Finance, an act transferring and appropriating certain loans, assets, and fund equity to the Student Loan Fund and providing for an effective date.
Now, is there any discussion? Senator Cretula.
friends, then I suspect we have very little left that we do adopt this legislation, but I think the amendments and the legislation adopted last year have seriously eroded the Student Scholarship Loan Program and its potential use by the residents of this state for the benefit of this state. I think that was a terrible mistake, and again, go on record as saying that comes change, we're going to have to go back and provide some reasons and some opportunity for students seeking a university education. So it's good enough for our grandfathers to have eighth grade and our parents to have high school. It becomes very, very important that the same opportunities be afforded all the Alaskan students, in fact, those of the nation, to continue on so that they can be competitive in the immediate economic world and climate that exists today. And again, we need an opportunity, and we need the chance to provide for some scholarship reduction in legislation that we should adopt, consider adopting in the immediate, let alone not too distant future.
Further discussion? Senator Szymanski.
Thank you, Madam President. Senior Senator Matsu indicated, I think accurately, that the policy call that's really before us is probably one that is more after the fact than anything else. The legislation before you transfers or condones the transferring of the $41 million to the Student Loan Corporation, which we formed under separate legislation, and apparently because of the requirement where we, in substantive legislation, you cannot do appropriations, they felt this would make it legally airtight to actually pass this legislation. And I guess I have mixed emotions on it because I opposed the original legislation that passed this body last year to transfer the student loan program into a bonding situation. But I guess to move it along and to at least sanction what has occurred, we should pass this bill.
Senator Josephson.
Madam President, I voted for the bill last year. I think it was a good bill. I think if anything we ever did assured the stability of the program, it was what we did last year. If we hadn't done that last year, what would be confronting us now at a time of diminished revenues? I think that would be one of the targets of opportunity for people who want to curtail the program. I support the program. I think in the long run, looking a decade down the road, we'll have to re-examine the whole policy of exporting this money to institutions in other states instead of encouraging the building of a great university in Alaska. And I have a strong feeling, Madam President, that we have witnessed the erosion of support for the University of Alaska because we are the only state that pursues these options. But I support this bill, and I don't want to leave it unsaid. I think it needs to be said that those of us who voted for the bonding program last year considered it to be the most responsible thing we could do to assure continued higher education opportunities for our young Alaskans.
Senator Curtula.
President of the Senate, first place, you would go back and check on the funding for the University of Alaska. You'd see that we have not slighted funding until very, very recent times for the expansion and development of a very fine institution. Indeed, you can always add more funding, provide for more opportunity for any institution. Our question was one of fundamental free enterprise, and that was this: if the institution we developed in this state was the very best in a given field, the student body would participate in. Students would go there. They always go to where the best is if they have the opportunity. But if it wasn't, they would go where they felt the opportunity was to get a better education. In many fields, indeed, we still haven't covered. In many fields, we don't have the excellence in. Those fields that we do, you have a substantial student body. And frankly, that theory, I see no reason to change. I think it's a good one. And you can't say that the University of Alaska hasn't developed because of the shortage of funding. And again, if it's the very best to bring students from out of state as well as in state to participate in those particular programs, I know firsthand from my own family involvement.
Thank you, sir. Further discussion?
Question.
Question has been called. The question being, shall the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 219 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Madam Secretary may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote?
Okay.
Senator Curtula. Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. The The Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 219 has passed the Senate by a vote of 19 yeas with one excused absence. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move to ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for House Bill 219, the vote on committee substitute for House Bill 219, finance be considered a vote on effective dates clause.
Without objection, the roll call vote on the final passage of the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 219 will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Madam Secretary, we read the next item, please, under third reading.
CS for Senate Bill Number 468, Resources by the Resources Committee, an act establishing the Ernie Haukon public use area and providing for an effective date.
Is there any discussion? Senator Jones.
Madam President, this legislation has a twofold purpose. Number one, it honors a great statesman that served in the House of Representatives for, I believe, about 20 years. And I think this is a chance to honor that person. And also, it ensures that a traditional recreation area just south of Petersburg will be preserved for that purpose, for the citizens of Petersburg and also Wrangell. I'd encourage the body to support this piece of legislation this morning. Thank you.
Further discussion? Question, Senator Fahrenkamp.
May we have brief at ease?
Senate will stand at ease. Substitute for Senate Bill 468, it is in third reading, it is in discussion. Senator Fahrenkamp.
Madam President, I'm not going to fight this legislation. In fact, I probably will vote for it because I don't like hurting other people's reindeer. But I know that this is 420 acres that DNR had proposed turning over to the University of Alaska. And I know that the way the language is written on page 2, where the commissioner determines that uses incompatible with one or more other uses in the portion of this Ernie Haukon public use area, gives the opening for only two uses. I'd like to remind people that today in the Chena Recreation Area, after us fighting that for 10 years, you can't use a bicycle in it. So just to those who are sponsoring this legislation and who want it so bad, I'm going to give them a vote, but I hope 10 years from now they're not trying to get a bicycle or a canoe or a picnic in the area.
Further discussion? Question's been called. The question being, shall the Resources Committee substitute for Senate Bill 468 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary may record the vote. The Resources Committee substitute for Senate Bill 468 has passed the Senate by a vote of 18 yeas, one nay, with one excused absence. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move to ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for Senate Bill 468 resources be the vote on that bill be considered a vote on effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call vote on final passage of the Resources Committee substitute for Senate Bill 468 will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Madam Secretary, read the next item. Senator Sturgalewski.
Yes. Move and ask unanimous consent that we move back to introduction of guests.
Without
please.
Objection, Senator, we are reverted to introduction of guests. Senator Sturgalewski.
Yes, we have a number of people with the Home Builders Association in the far gallery, if they could stand when I call their name. We have, I hope I haven't missed anybody, Richard Britton and Steve Bell, Fred Farrar, and Stuart Barnes, Greg Jones, Sam Hill, Mike Buzza, and Larry Taylor. Did I catch everybody? I hope so. Welcome.
Madam Secretary, read the next item under third reading on the calendar, please.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 337, Finance, by the Finance Committee, an act amending notice requirements relating to payments from the Municipality Assistance Fund applicable to municipalities with a population of less than 20,000 and providing for an effective date.
Discussion. Senator Eliason.
I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill Number 337 be returned to the Rules.
Without objection, Senate Bill 337, Finance, will return to the Rules Committee. Madam Secretary, read the next item on the calendar, please.
Committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 69, Rules by the Rules Committee, relating to the revision of the Tongass Management Plan of 1980.
Discussion. Senator Jones.
Madam President, this resolution was introduced to send a message back to Congress that we'd like to have a little more local input to legislation that deals with the management of a national forest that is provides livelihood for 3,000-4,000 people in southeast Alaska. Legislation that is passing through Congress right now deals with the timber harvest and appropriation process that allows for funds to come into the national forest that deal with what the Forest Service, how the Forest Service manages our lands here. The ANILCA, this legislation that was passed in 1980, recognized that with the set-aside of large wilderness areas and the decreased amount of land available for timber harvest was going to result in conflicts that needed intensive management by the Forest Service. Therefore, they allowed for $40 million to come to the Forest Service outside of the appropriation process. This was a compromise that was made over and above a lot of input from the people here on the forest. Also, under the National Forest Management Act, Congress has told the Forest Service to review the way they manage the national forest, and they're doing that right now. They're to be have this process completed, this review completed by the end of 1989. So really we have double expenditures going on back in Congress. With these bills, they're having hearings, people are flying back there to testify on how the forest should be managed, when there's a public review process going on right here locally in southeast Alaska. So what we're saying is, listen, let us deal with it, let the Forest Service deal with it, and when that process is finished, everybody will have more information to work with, and we'll have a lot more local input. So, Madam President, I just feel that it makes sense, and the management of the forest, again, we should have in national forest, in dealing with that, the local people should have more input, and the process under the Congress Land Use Management Plan Review is the way to do it, not back in Washington, D.C. under the present legislation. Thank you.
Further discussion?
Question
being, shall the Rules Committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 69 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator fail to vote? Madam Secretary, may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. The Rules Committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 69 has passed the Senate by a vote of 18 yeas, one excused absence, one unexcused absence. Madam Secretary, read the next item on the calendar.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 339, Judiciary Amended, an act relating to tobacco products, before the Senate on reconsideration.
Is there any discussion?
Question.
Hearing no discussion, the question's been called. The question being, shall the Judiciary Committee substitute for Senate Bill 339 pass the Senate under reconsideration? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator fail to vote?
Senator Jones? Senator Couture? Senator Couture?
Madam Secretary, may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary, may record the vote. Thus, the Judiciary Committee substitute for Senate Bill 339 has passed the Senate by a vote of 15 yeas, 4 nays, 1 excused absence on reconsideration. Next item on the calendar.
Citations honoring Leonard Larson by Senators Krutula, Rohde, and Szymanski. Honoring Ann Goon ANS 1988 Gold Medal C Bracket Champions by Representatives Gall, Porchot, Adams, Herman, Menard, and Ulmer. Senators Eliason, Szymanski, and Fisher. honoring Heidelberg A and B 1988 Gold Medal B bracket champions by Representatives Gall, Adams, Herman, Menard, Porchot, and Ulmer, Senators Eliason, Szymanski, and Fisher.
Discussion on the citations. Mr. Senator Jones.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be added to the Angoon and the Heidelberg citations.
Without objection, Senator Jones will be shown as a co-sponsor on the Angoon and the Heidelberg basketball citation. Senator Duncan.
Please.
Without objection, Senator Duncan will be shown as a co-sponsor on Angoon and Heidelberg basketball citations. Further discussion. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that citation calendar be approved.
Without objection, the citations on today's calendar have been approved. Without objection, will the Senate stand at ease, please?
Majority.
The Senate will come back to order. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation honoring the retiring bilingual teachers be brought up as a special order of business at the present time.
Without objection, the retiring bilingual teacher citation will be brought up before the Senate as a special order of business at this time. Madam Secretary, read the citation.
Honoring retiring bilingual teachers by Representatives Adams, Senators Hensley and Szymanski.
Discussion. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation calendar be approved.
Without objection, the citation on today's calendar on the retiring bilingual teachers has been approved. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in recess on receipt upon a letter we sent to the House earlier this morning, and when we come back into session, we will not handle any of the other business except to adjourn.
It will probably be around 4-ish, I would imagine, 3 or 4, and I will try not to interfere with committee meetings. So the Senate will stand in recess until the call of the chair. The Senate will come back to order. Mr. Majority Leader. Revert to messages from the House.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent. We revert back to messages.
Without objection, the Senate will revert to messages from the House of Representatives. Madam Secretary, are there messages from the House?
Message of March 28th stating the House respectfully invites the Senate to meet in joint session on Tuesday, March 29 at 11 a.m. in the House chamber in order to consider the Governor's line item veto of the following. House CS for Senate Bill No. 330 Hess, an act making appropriation to the Department of Education for K-12 support and providing for an effective date.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate accept the House's invitation to meet in joint session tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. to consider the line item vetoes of the Governor on Committee Substitute for Senate Bill No. 330 Hess, an act making appropriations to the Department of Education for K-12 support and providing for an effective date, Chapter No. 12, SLA 1988.
Is there any discussion? Without objection, the Senate will accept the House invitation to meet in joint session on Tuesday, March 29th at 11 a.m. Madam Secretary, you notify the House, please. The Senate graciously accepts their invitation. Are there further messages from the House?
I have no further messages.
Is there unfinished business? Are there announcements? Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Madam President. I came back just for this purpose.
Egan Forum.
Yes. I have to announce the Bill Egan Forum because a very distinguished gentleman will be speaking.
Senator Hensley.
Senator Lyons is closer to being correct. However, it is Senator Hensley tomorrow, and he doesn't always get talked about.
Further announcements. I just didn't want you to think I don't read my mail, Senator Duncan. Senator Sturgill-Lewski.
Yes, Madam President, there'll be a meeting at 5 o'clock of the Senate Joint Economic Stabilization. Is that our name?
No, sure. Recovery. Sure.
Recovery Committee. 5 p.m.
Senator Coghill.
President, 1:30 this afternoon, Senate Resources in the Butrovich Room. We'll be having an overview of the Yucca Valley coal mine proposal, and former Governor Jay Hammond will be speaking to us for 15 minutes on a fishery proposal at 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. On Tuesday, we will be meeting for an hour with the Mariculture Work Session in the House, or that would be the Resources Committee in the Senate Finance Committee, 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Further announcements? Senator Curtula.
Judiciary tomorrow at 1:30. Bills will be posted.
Announcements, Senator Fahrenkamp.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. The Legislative Council will be meeting tomorrow afternoon at 5:30 for those of you who want to mark it on your calendar again.
Legislative Council, tomorrow at 5:30. Senator Halford.
Thank you, Madam President. Tomorrow morning, Finance will be taking up Senate Bill 363 and other matters before the committee.
Senator Coghill.
Madam President, then on the Mariculture work session, we'll only be meeting for a half hour because when we have Legislative Council, it takes my committee. So for 1.5 hour, and come with your pens.
Announcements, further announcements, special orders. Senator Hensley.
I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be given the privilege of the floor to speak about international relations.
Without objection, Senator, you do have the privilege of the floor to speak about international relations. Senator.
Yes, Madam President, I would like to thank the Senate for sending me to the Yukon Territory this last week. I was the only senator in the group, but we did attend the opening session of the Yukon Legislative Assembly. This time, they met in Dawson City, which was the former capital of the territory. I think it had been moved, I think, in the early 50s, but the building had been restored. It's a turn-of-the-century facility. And they had the speech from the throne given by the commissioner of the territory, basically setting out their program for the year. Under their system, it's a parliamentary system, so the opposition was given the opportunity to respond to the speech from the throne, and they were advised to use sort of a white glove approach. As it turns out, I thought they were getting downright mean and nasty, but as it turns out, today is the day they are going to take the gloves off and sort of attack the speech from the throne and the program of the New Democratic Party that's in power. It just so happens that it appears that the conservatives set up a formula which retrieves over $100 million from the federal government, but they had an election and they lost. So the New Democratic Party is spending the money. But I must say that we discussed several issues with them, one dealing with tourism. They are planning to celebrate, I believe it's the 40th anniversary of the highway, or 50th, of the construction of the of the construction of the Alaska Highway. And they are also planning a centennial for the city of Dawson, and so they did comment about the fact that, of course, many people moved out of Dawson into interior Alaska and Fairbanks and Nome subsequent. So there are a lot of connections that we have with the Yukon Territory, and we visited an Arctic char hatchery that's there, which is a private facility, which is being supported by the government to some extent. So I would say that I would encourage the Senate to continue sending the representatives to the Yukon. As you know, they are in opposition to Alaska on the drilling and development of oil in the wildlife refuge. So I had a territory-wide interview on the subject, and I would say that not everybody is opposed to drilling and development in the wildlife refuge. I got the impression that the majority party, the speaker is from Old Crow, and one of the leaders of the majority is also from Old Crow, and so consequently they are leading the charge, being quite concerned about the effect of the caribou, of the drilling and whatnot on the caribou and of the dependence by Old Crow and their people on the caribou. But I was trying to advise them that Alaska needed the revenue, if there is indeed oil there, you know, simply to keep our state functioning in the future, and tried to present the fact that the caribou in the Prudhoe Bay area basically are healthy and are on the upswing, but it remains to be seen. They are going to have new elections, I believe, before too long, probably within the next year, so we may have some support coming from that end if the elections go right. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, sir. Senator Petula.
Well, National House consent to comment on a weekend report on the opening of the maximum security program.
Without objection, Senator, you do have the privilege of the floor and the special orders.
Thank you. Just a moment, because some of us were down. Senator Zemanski and myself, members of the House, and I believe there are others down also, along with maybe 1,000 people, most of them out of the greater Anchorage area, but there are people from Matanuska Valley, the leadership of the city of Palmer, and so on. were to Seward just to look at the maximum security facility. It is a new and modern, clean. I think so far as both public and the inmates are concerned, a safe facility. And so far, again, as the community is happy to have such a facility, Seward seems to be totally involved with it and very much recognizes the commitment that it has to support the people that will work in the facility and so on. I thought, again, if you have to be in one, I suppose from a prisoner standpoint, it's as good as you're going to see, and you're free from molestation attack, and if you are interested in the economy of the state, why, you do bring back quite a bit of recapture, a lot of money that's going outside. And finally, you do bring the majority of the people that are outside now back in contact with their families, so there is that humane overture. Again, I would, I think they would welcome you, and you may well want to see in prison reformation that particular facility, and I recommend that when you have the opportunity that you go there.
As a guest.
No, not as a guest. As a visitor.
Selected guest.
Are there further special orders this afternoon?
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Tuesday, March 29th, 1988.
The Senate is adjourned until 10 a.m. Tuesday, March 29th.